It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on Bemidji State's latest NHL Stanley Cup winner. Zach Whitecloud joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Last week, Zach Whitecloud talked about his first NHL game. Once the euphoria of being called up was over, his new job was to make sure that he was ready to stay in the NHL.
Yeah, that summer was, obviously I've been motivated throughout my career for various reasons, whether it's just to get better or trying to make a team, whatever it was, and that didn't really change going into this next season. I'm pretty honest with myself in terms of where I'm at and my development and all that stuff as a hockey player. But in that summer, I was training to try and make the team that year. And I think that might be a naive mindset, being a college free agent and the depth that the team had, because it was an older team. They had just gone through the expansion and they got a lot of guys. They didn't have any prospects. So there's no one coming up through the pipelines that was going to fill spots or anything like that, right? So they did have a younger team. I think the youngest guy on that back end was Shea Theodore. So, and he's a year older than I am, so pretty veteran decor. So I think it was pretty clear that there weren't going to be any changes to that. But my mindset, however, was to work hard that summer, try and keep working away, chipping away at my game, and just trying to become a player that could be reliable at the NHL level. Little did I know I needed some seasoning time in the American Hockey League, and I think most people do. But again, that's a prime example of going and trying to get better each and every day. And that's what the American Hockey League's for. So, and was lucky that year. We had a good team. We had an older team that made it to the Calder Cup final, and eventually we lost. But I think going through those experiences and having that long playoff run really helped us for what the Golden Knights are, and that's a competing team every single year. So it taught us how to, one, conduct ourselves in a playoff atmosphere, how to embrace the grind, get through the grind. And then once you get to the NHL level, it just gets harder and harder, right? So, that summer, it felt long because I wanted to get to training camp and I wanted to try and make the team. But I think at the same time, it's a process, right? And you can't get to step four without going through 1, 2, 3. And that was a big part of my development, was making sure that, I was allowed to take my time. I didn't, I wasn't in a scenario where I had to, be pushed into the lineup and kind of thrown into the fire, as they say, right? So I was able to kind of work on my game, chip away at it, and then eventually come in at the right time to become a regular NHL defenseman. I think the thing that my agents always told me was, yes, you want to get called up, but you don't want to get sent back down. You don't want to be that guy that goes back and forth, because you can't find that consistency. So eventually, when it was time and the team thought I was ready, I came up and I contributed. I was able to play against, because as a D-man, you have to be able to play against the first line, the McDavids. You have to be able to play against the fourth lines. And you have to defend different ways and at all times on the ice, right? PK and all those scenarios. So they did a good job making sure I was ready, and I was ready to take advantage of that opportunity.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.